Any questions? Anything that's kind of on your mind?
Are you getting any sleep this week?
Not a lot. Not a lot. I don't sleep a whole lot anyway. You know, it's a pretty good team.
Plan on hitting Tate every play, no matter if he's what he's doing.
We need a 12th guy. Yeah. There's no question. We need 11 guys to play defense and another guy just to go run after that guy. He's tough. It's a real challenge.
How do you simulate Kill Tate with the scout team?
It's hard. You know, we're trying to manage it best we can.
Are you putting in pure receiver to get the speed aspect?
We're trying to do some things like that, you know, see if we can. Yeah.
It seems like obviously he really wants to run first. They don't throw a whole lot. How do you gear up?
Yeah, when he throws, he throws pretty well. His percentage is pretty high now. And he's got some explosive throws, you know. So you got to guard against both. He can do both. He's getting better. He's being better and better at throwing and having more confidence in it.
It looked like USC held him below 50% completion percentage. What did they do well against him?
Well, they manned up on everything and brought everybody into the box and just kind of loaded up there a little bit. But they got some pretty good people doing it, you know.
Do you ever find yourself stopping just when you're watching tape on him? Do you ever find yourself just stopping and sort of going, wow?
Yeah, a lot. A lot. I mean, I'm impressed with the guy. He's got a lot of God-given talents, you know, and he's using it and he's playing with confidence. And yeah, I do. I'm impressed with him.
Coach, what does Henry Mondu bring to this defense?
He's just a great leader. He's really playing well this year. I'm really proud of Henry. You know, I think he's having a tremendous senior year, and I'm just really proud of him. Brings a lot to us, you know.
So how important is it for that senior group to get a win here these final two games and play in that bowl?
Well, I think we all want to win. You know, we just want to win to win. I don't really think about the future. I just think about, you know, trying to play, put our team in a position to have a chance to win. It's always important for seniors, you know. I mean, there's no question about it. They've got a couple more opportunities to play in Autzen Stadium, and, you know, so that's important. But, you know, we just want to play well.
Arizona center backs went over 100 yards each as well. What do you think of their style of play and their impact on games?
Well, they're low to the ground. They run with great balance, shoulders out in front. They find a crease, and the things they do, everybody's eyes are on Tate. So they pop through quite a few runs, you know. So if everybody puts everything on the quarterback, then those run backs are very, very good as well. And got a big old line, you know, that's blocking for them, and a bunch of guys that have played a lot of football. About four guys are returning starters there. So, you know, that's all there. And then they've got some good receivers. They just can't. It's like, where do you get the ball out of all these places, you know, because that's why they're one of the top offenses in the country right now.
How important is Troy Dye, having him back? And what does he mean to the team?
Well, he's really important, you know. You're saying having him back. Well, I guess at the end of the game, last game, we got him out of there. And he's got a chance to really, really be a special player. He is right now, but I just see his arrow going up, up, up all the way through the rest of his career.
You mentioned the offensive line, the way that they move. They get downfield. They're blocking 5, 6, 7, 10 yards downfield for that offense.
Well, I think most offenses want offensive linemen to stay on their blocks and stay on them, right, you know. But they understand their scheme. Again, remember, they've got four guys are back, and they know what they're trying to do. And they work on it every day, and they're good at it, you know.
Willie called Henry a badass last week.
I'm sorry?
Willie called Henry a badass last week. Is that accurate in your?
I don't know. I don't know what Willie called him. I mean, if that's saying he's a tough guy that plays hard, then I would say I agree. Yeah.
Are you confident in your guys' ability to man up and load the box? Is that the new plan?
I don't know. You know, when you ask about my confidence about it, I'm always confident in our players that they'll go out and compete their tail off, you know. So I think we will.
A lot of focus on tackling this week?
Always, especially this week. Always, yeah.
How satisfied were you with the tackling against Washington in particular?
I'm sorry?
How satisfied were you with the tackling against Washington?
Not very. I didn't think we tackled near good enough, certainly, you know. Against Washington, we played. I thought we came out and played really good in the first quarter. Second quarter, other than one play, I thought we played well. Third quarter, we didn't show up, you know. So, you know, we didn't tackle good enough, no. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks.